Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3443. We are on to part two of our look at the story mode of Jedi Fallen Order, learning all about this incredible tale that's been told through the video games. And today we are on to the second planet in the whole video game's journey, which is the planet Bogano. 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 That's the one. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Riser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we are on to part two of our series of looks at the story told within the Jedi Fallen Order video game from 2019. Yeah, we're a little bit overdue on this one, but you know, we're kind of catching up. There are a couple other video games we're going to be getting to not too far from now, but... For now, we're talking about Jedi Order, and we're talking about the Jedi Fallen Order, and the second planet that you end up on, which is Bogano. And according to Sir Junda, the Jedi had discovered Bogano before the Purge, but somehow were able to keep it a secret. So the Empire doesn't know about this planet, and it doesn't appear on any maps anywhere. So, you know, that's a pretty lucky thing, although I guess it's maybe a little hard to believe. I feel like that's going to come back at us at some point in the future. And the reason why they're at Bogano and the reason why Seer and Grease went to try to find whoever the Inquisitors were after, turns out to be Cal, is that Seer wants to rebuild the Jedi Order, and supposedly there is a holocron available somewhere in a vault on Bogano that contains the names of a bunch of Force-sensitive children and their locations. So, gee whiz, that's a whole generation of new Jedi that are, you know, readily findable and recruitable right there to rebuild. So, yeah, makes sense why you'd want to go after it, I suppose. Anyway, there's this giant structure called the Vault and needs a very strong Force user to get in there to be able to, you know, find and reconnect with whatever will access the holocron. That's not Sir Junda, because she says that she's cut herself off from the Force, and we don't know much about that just yet, but we're going to find out eventually. Sir also says that there's somebody that Cal should meet, which he thinks is going to be another Jedi, but it turns out to be BD-1, that lovable little droid, and Cal and he have sort of a Yoda moment from The Empire Strikes Back. You remember when Yoda says, oh, you're looking for, you know, Yoda, like, I'll take you to him, even though it really is Yoda. And BD-1's like, yeah, I know where you're going, like, follow me. And he's like, oh, you know, like, ah. So yeah, that's very cute. And then eventually Cal does realize, oh, you're the someone I was supposed to meet. And the reason why that's the case is because that strong Force user situation, a strong Force user has to prove themselves to get into this vault and then activate some encrypted logs that are stored inside BD-1. Just the fact that he has reached Cal Kestis as a section of the vault, that, I guess, stimulates BD-1 to unlock a hologram of a Jedi Master named Eno Cordova, and Eno happens to have been Sir Junda's master. What do you know? Now, this recording of Eno Cordova says that he'll, you know, turn over the holocron, or he'll make the holocron available to a person who can pass his tests, and getting into the vault and activating the first of the logs from BD-1 was sort of the first test. BD-1 has other logs that will become unencrypted when the person who he's talking to, Cal Kestis in this case, goes on other missions and finds places where clues have been hidden in the tombs of three sages. And these three sages are related to an advanced civilization of Force users called the Zepho. They're the ones who built that vault as well, but they have also disappeared. This civilization no longer exists. And so naturally one wonders with the Ahsoka series now, if they were a civilization that made it from Peridia into the galaxy that we know and love in a similar fashion to how the Dathomiri made it to that galaxy as well. So the next stop in this galactic road trip is to go to the Zepho homeworld and find a piece at the Eye of the Storm, which will, you know, become apparent what that means when they actually get to Zepho. And we're also given the indication that this journey might take us to Dathomir as well, because the hologram Cordova says that it's kind of surprising that a peaceful civilization such as the Zepho also had an interest in Dathomir, which he considers to be a very dark kind of situation. And the implication, I think, has to do with the dark side of the Force, or dark magic, if you will. And one last thing I'll mention is that Seer happens to have a holocron of her own, and when she encourages Cal to pop it open, who should appear but Obi-Wan Kenobi, giving his famous warning message from Revenge of the Sith. So that was a fun little tidbit to have added to the game as well. And so that's what happens, at least for this particular trip to Bogano, that's worth talking about here on the podcast, and that is going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, if you have been a watcher or listener for any amount of time and you want to support an effort like this to talk about Star Wars storytelling in depth, and you want to say, hey, great job, and you've almost done this for 10 years, I want to support you, you could go to patreon.com/sw7x7, and that would be such a wonderful thing. I would really greatly appreciate that. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.